Hi, everybody. Welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. Hope this one finds you well. We're going to talk a little bit about Mr. Boris Johnson, our former esteemed Prime Minister, he who claimed to be the great Brexiteer, who delivered Brexit by making sure Northern Ireland remained in the European Union single market and subject to the European Court of Justice. He who told us that we all had to stay indoors and not go and mingle with other people, even as he had parties mingling with other people during his COVID tyranny lockdown times. Yeah, that Boris Johnson. I want to talk to about him because there's so many questions about this guy that we need to contemplate. So you may have seen that Boris Johnson has called for Ukraine to join NATO. Now, I know that the people who listen to me, you're all very informed and you understand the background to this. If Ukraine was to join NATO, that would probably trigger at least a European war, if not a world war. Because NATO, as you know, has set up this ridiculous treaty which says an attack on any part of NATO is an attack on all of NATO, and therefore NATO goes to war if you dare attack any NATO country. So contrary to what you may think, I mean, Ukraine is not in NATO. It's really not. Even though I know NATO's pretending that it sort of is, but it's not totally. And that's why there are specifically no American boots on the ground, no British boots on the ground, no, you know, French, German, etc., because they're doing it by proxy. So we all see that. And it's a horrible situation. And as you know, for almost a year, I've argued against this. It's wrong that Russia's wrong for what they've done. Ukraine's wrong for what they've done. And sure as hell, NATO is wrong. But if you bring Ukraine into NATO, what you do is you make a war absolutely inevitable. You're going to reduce Europe, or European cities anyway, in my opinion, to smoldering ruins. Is that what Boris Johnson wants? Well, you see, people say, oh, no, he doesn't want that. But maybe he does. Maybe, you know, people are far too naive in how they think about politicians. Politicians don't care, remotely care about you. And we're at a point now where those like Boris Johnson, I mean, he went to Ukraine the other day to see Zelensky. On whose part? He'd been to Davos, then he went to Ukraine. Whose bidding was he doing? Was he doing the bidding of the British Foreign Office? So is he the only person that can talk to Zelensky? Was he doing the bidding of the British government, of which he's not a part? Whose bidding was he doing the other day? Well, we don't know. But I think actually Boris Johnson's job in all of this is he's the enforcer. His job is to go to Ukraine every time and any time Zelensky starts to wobble and put some steel in his spine and make it clear to him, sorry, you got to keep on fighting. We're going to give you the tanks. You got to keep on fighting. Fight, 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 fight. That's the role, I think, of Boris Johnson in all this. He's the globalist's enforcer man for Ukraine, because of this apparent relationship he has with Zelensky. But remember, Zelensky's a puppet who will be discarded the second they find him no longer useful to him. He's literally a useful fool. But so is Johnson in that regard. But it's one thing to be flying and shuttling back and forth to tell Zelensky, no, keep sending your soldiers into the meat grinder in the Donbass. Keep getting them killed. Keep forcing conscripts, 60-year-old conscripts, into the Ukrainian front line, into the meat grinder. Keep doing that. We need you to do that as we try to do our best to destabilize Russia. But that's one thing. But suggesting that NATO now accepts Ukraine as a member just would move it up to a level where I think almost instantly you'd probably have a nuclear holocaust. I can't see how it would be avoided, because all of a sudden then NATO says, right, that's the green light. We now attack Russia. Well, how do you think that's going to end? How do you think that's going to end? And so, you know, honestly, I hate to sort of bang on about it. And I know sort of I've tackled this twice today, but it's high in my mind because of the alarm. For a couple of years, the globalists used COVID as the excuse to go to war against humanity. And now in 2022, 2023, they're using Ukraine as the excuse to almost literally have a war against humanity. It cannot possibly end well. So Boris Johnson he clearly understands the consequences of what he says. He's smart enough, but he's dangerous. Maybe he thinks that calling for this will satisfy the likes of Zelensky and encourage Zelensky to keep on going. So that might be one explanation of it, I suppose. That's probably the most benign explanation I can offer to why he would want to see Ukraine in NATO, on the understanding that it actually wouldn't. But be under no illusions. The second that Ukraine joins NATO, the drums of war get that much louder. World War III becomes so much closer. And because I believe in the sanctity of human life, and because I don't want to see Ukrainians dying, Russians dying, Europeans dying, Americans dying, I don't want to see any of that. I have to oppose all of this. It's all wrong. Boris Johnson is deeply and profoundly wrong, just as he was over COVID. And we shouldn't lionize him as always some sort of, you know, bring back good old chummy Boris to lead the Conservatives to victory in 2024. That's not happening. Because this guy, like so many of these people, he's been brought into the ranks of the globalists. He's no longer recognized to be British. He puts on an act, but that's all it is. And in the meantime, he makes suggestions like this, which could very well lead us to a nuclear holocaust, something none of us want to see, surely. Thanks for listening.